I've come to the Nematullahi Sufi Center in West London, where the master of the order, Dr. Jevad Nobash, is visiting his son Ali Reza, who runs the center here. Dr. Nobash was born in Iran 78 years ago and has been master of the order for over half a century. His son translates his words from his native Farsi. Dr. Nobash, the room here is surrounded with objects from all over the world.
Sufyan از همه دنیا هر کدام این کادوها را آوردن برای من و ما گذاشتیم تو خانه.
Sufis from all over the world have brought me all these presents, so I actually put them up in this room.
Do they all have deep spiritual significance?
همشون یک معنی داره، محبت.
All of these items carry with them only one meaning, and that is loving kindness.
I noticed that there's a butterfly behind you. Does that symbolize anything in particular?
پروانه عاشق شمع و اینا که پروانه رو آوردن معنیش اینه که ما عاشق شما هستیم.
Symbolically or traditionally, butterflies usually are in love with candles, and people who bring these items implying that we are in love with you.
So love is at the center of Sufism.
مکتب عشق است.
This is the school of love.
What is Sufism?
Love is Sufism.
Is Sufism a combination of mystical practice and compassion for humanity?
Of course, it's compassion or loving kindness. But also, the exercise that exists in Sufism is to get rid of the ego, because first of all, the ego is the veil between the truth and the Sufi. The master of the path tries to find the disciples who've got the propensity to actually get rid of their egos, to prescribe to them these various practices to get rid of their ego. We teach the Sufis how to remember God constantly. And of course, when I say God, I do not mean some strange entity sitting up there to torment or reward human beings for what they do. Our God is absolute being, which is absolute love.
Dr. Jevad Nobash, Master of the Order, thank you very much. Ali, your father has written a great many books. He's been a prolific author in his lifetime, hasn't he?
Yes, absolutely. He's written over 100 books and been translated into many different languages, from Spanish to German and French.
You can see them all on the shelves here behind glass cabinets. So your father is considered the authority.
He is the authority on Sufism, yes.
Could you show us around then, please?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, come with me.
So this is the ground floor, is it?
This is the ground floor. Let me go in the second floor, right, where we meditate.
Right. So upstairs. And into a very quiet room here, surrounded by tape recorders, books, mats.
Yeah, these are the books, they're all on mysticism and Sufism, been in this room for many, many years. And these tapes are basically mainly Sufi music that we, and speeches by the master. And when we meditate, we listen to these during the meditation. Part of the initiation of the order is to be taught how to remember God constantly through breathing exercise. And during meditation, people sit down and trying to remember God through these breathing exercises. And sometimes music is sort of a conducive to bring about the atmosphere of people to sort of remember God.
Are you trying to achieve unity with God?
Absolutely. The whole practice of Sufism is to sort of bring unity in every aspect of one's life. And the fact that a lot of people sit down and meditate, that creates a sense of unity by itself.
Are these feelings of ecstasy being outside of yourself, literally?
Well, ideally, yes, yes, that is the sense. But that does not actually happen during meditation. For that to happen, you need to have a great sense of love to get into the ecstatic experience, which basically Rumi felt, because he was tremendously in love.
Rumi, of course, was a 13th century poet mystic.
Yeah.
Do you read poetry by Rumi?
Of course. Rumi is a great inspiration for a lot of Sufis, and people constantly seek help and spiritual assistance from reading Rumi's poetry. This is one of my favorite poems by Rumi. It goes something like this, the translation. Love arrived and became like the blood in my veins and flesh, until it emptied me of self and filled me with a friend. All the limbs of my being became replete with a friend. Only a name remains of me. The rest is all the friend.
How would you describe a modern day mystic? What differentiates a contemporary mystic from one, say, of 10 centuries ago?
I would say somebody who lives in the world, but it's not of the world. By that I mean somebody who actually does regular job as everybody else, but is not attached to various aspects of the job or various value systems attached to whatever people do in the world. A Sufi is the one who's constantly remembering God, whatever they do.
So it stands against the materialistic age?
Oh, absolutely. One of the main tenets of Sufism is basically abandoning the material world, but not in the sense of becoming a hermit, in the sense that not being attached to it.
Alireza Nurbakhsh of the Nimatullahi Sufi Order.